What up? This is Jay Easy, and you're listening to You Heal Me. When you hear what I'm gonna say, I'm sure you won't be able to turn your head away. 'Cause what I'm gonna talk about, nobody wants to be without. This is food for thought for all you heathens. Too many coke riders and bottom feeders.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for joining me once again on You Heal Me. Hey, man, these weeks are going past fast. It's like, man, I gotta record again. I feel like I just recorded. Maybe because it was so hard for me to upload last time that, I don't know, it just feels like it's time to do this very quickly. Once again, no iTunes. Still no iTunes. You know, I think we're just gonna say forget the iTunes thing, and we're just gonna rock with YouTube. You know what? I ain't gonna bang my head against the wall with this anymore. I'll just go ahead and rock with the YouTube. Next week, what I'll do is I'll just add the camera feature to it, and we'll just have a show instead of y'all can actually see me, because I'm very great looking, if I may say so myself. But we'll add the camera. We'll just go from there. Let's just rock with the YouTube. Man, I had a very good weekend. It's important. A lot of times when you're trying to accomplish so many things, you can just be so focused on accomplishing things and you forget to just enjoy yourself, man. I got to hang out with some good friends, some good people. I had a great weekend. Like it's something about having a good weekend like that. It just recharges you. And you're ready to go back at it. So I hope you had a great weekend. And I know some of you guys are just like me. You're so ambitious. But man, don't forget to just enjoy life with your friends and family. Man, that's very, very important. Over the weekend, man, NBA playoffs have started. I wanted to record before that. I actually did record before that a little bit. And then I got thrown off and the games happened. But the NBA playoffs have started, man. Oh, man, these matchups are pretty good. Usually there's like one or two series in there like you really don't care about, but I like every single matchup. Like every single matchup. These games were pretty good, except maybe the Spurs versus the Warriors. And I'm actually rooting for the Spurs, which is pretty weird because I usually hate the Spurs. But my boy Rudy is on the Spurs, even though I got the Warriors to be the favorite. I'm rooting for the Spurs, but it doesn't look too good, man. That game did not look competitive at all. And that's what I've been saying about the Warriors. I mean, I know going into the playoffs they didn't look the best, they wasn't the healthiest, but even without Steph Curry right now, that Kevin Durant guy, man, he's pretty good, and that's a good team still without Steph Curry. That's still a good team. Now Steph Curry, he energized that team. I was talking to my friend about that. What a lot of people don't understand is he electrifies the entire building. Like, if you watch Steph play, well, you get to see, like, this team is good right now. We can watch that. Wait till Steph come back and watch how he electrifies the whole team. It's like he energizes the whole team. He energizes the whole building, man. And a lot of people look past that when you're talking about Steph Curry, how he makes an entire team better. But yeah, we got a lot of game twos happening today. Game one, Spurs and Warriors. Like that team, that it was just a better team. And the thing about it is KD. The thing about KD is you got to watch KD. Now, we all know that KD where he goes off and just scores gang of points. You know, that's a dangerous KD. But that the really dangerous KD is that one where you don't even notice he killing. Like, I was watching the game, was it Saturday they played, right? Game one was Saturday. I was watching Saturday's game, and I look up, I'm like, KD got 18 points? Like, when you don't notice KD killing, that's when you're in trouble. That's when you're in trouble. And that's that KD you got going on right here in this series, where he's not even putting on a show. He's just putting up them sneaky points, man. And he just surprised you. You think, you know, he's like, what? Whoa, where did he get 21 points? So yeah, I picked the Warriors to win that series, but I would like my boy, cause Rudy's second time going to the playoffs, man. I just want him to do good, man. So I mean, I'm rooting for the Spurs, but I mean, looks like the Warriors gonna take that pretty easy. Another series to watch out is the Miami Heat versus the Philadelphia 76ers. Now I thought this was gonna be more of a competitive game. I was telling people, you gotta watch out for the Heat. Don't think they're gonna just roll over and just let the 76ers beat them. But it didn't look that competitive. And what surprised me most is how Miami, they didn't play Whiteside that much. Philly don't have Embiid. They're starting center. So why are you not playing Hassan Whiteside? They think that, you know, just because of the game is sped up, that he's not going to be that effective. But, bruh, like, why not play one of your best assets? I don't understand. I mean, he is the coach. I am not an NBA coach, if you haven't noticed. But I would play Whiteside. I think there's a big advantage there. He can clog up the paint because Ben Simmons isn't shooting the basketball. Even though they're playing, what's his name, Ilyasova, he's a shooter. But you know, get your best players on the floor, and until the 76ers prove something wrong, that's when you make your adjustments. That's just what I would do. That's kind of weird there, but 76ers, like, they have no problem with the Heat, man. I thought that series was gonna be a lot more difficult than it appeared, but we'll see. I didn't pick anybody for that series. I just was like, whatever. I really didn't care. But yeah, it looks like the 76ers are not gonna have much problem with the Heat if they don't change what they're doing. And game two of that is about to tip off in a little bit. So about to check out that. And see what happened. Like I said, if Miami don't change something, they're gonna be out of here the first round. So we'll see. Raptors and the Wizards. That's a good series, man. That is a good series. I knew it wasn't gonna be as easy as the Raptors thought. Raptors won game one, but it's not gonna be that easy. John Wall played. He didn't play too well. He missed a lot of open buckets. And it's hard to stay in front of John Wall. So he missed a lot of open layups. Not open layups, but layups he usually makes. So he missed a lot of them. And Bradley Beal. That's going to be a good series. So that's something to keep watching. I'm going to go with the Wizards on that one. Because of John Wall. He had a bad game. And I know he's going to show up game two. So check that out. I'm going to go with the Wizards. But the Raptors won game one. I think it was like 114 to 10-something. But that's probably a good series to watch. We got Pelicans Trailblazers. The Pelicans won game one. Another good series to watch. I think anybody can win that series. Just depend on, you know, who has it going. It was a 2-point win. So like I said, anybody can win that series. That's another good one to watch. Anthony Davis, he killed that game. And my boy Drew Holiday was a big factor in that game too. A lot of people look over him. That dude can ball. that dude hoop. So it's another good series to watch. All of them are pretty good series, man. Indiana Pacers, of course. Indiana, actually, they were beaten. I'm sorry, I said Indiana Pacers. Indiana versus Cleveland. Indiana was beating Cleveland the whole game. That wasn't really that competitive of a game. I was surprised by that. Cleveland had a couple, in fact, a lot of open shots. They just didn't hit. So I think that series is going to be a lot more competitive. People are like looking at Cleveland like, what the hell? I mean, it is only one game. It wasn't a good one game. But I'm still going to go with Cleveland coming out the East. Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Jazz. Man, Paul George showed out. Westbrook. First of all, I owe Westbrook an apology. I do owe Westbrook an apology. He averaged a triple-double for two seasons. Now, I was one of those guys after the first one, like, yo, he's not going to be able to keep up this energy for an entire season. This guy done did it for two seasons. So if I ever get the chance to meet Westbrook, I owe that guy an apology for putting my limitations on him. You know what I mean? Just because I can't do that for a whole season. Doesn't mean, you know, he can. He can't. So, I mean, it's dope. It's dope that he's able to do that. But you got to realize your point guard averaging a triple-double is, it's a great stat. It's a good stat. It's a hell of an accomplishment. But you can't win like that. It's cool to have a triple-double here and there for your point for Westbrook, but the whole two seasons, if he does that during the playoffs, they're going to get kicked. They're going to get their butt kicked, man. And the reason why I say that, because you can't, as a leader of your team, and this isn't anything, you can't have to do everything. You have to have people to do other things. You can't do everything. Him averaging 10 rebounds a game, that's taking on your big man out the game. Like, that's not activating your big man. They don't feel involved in the game. How else they supposed to get involved if you got yourself? I'm talking about Russell Westbrook. You got Carmelo Anthony and Paul George on the same team. How are they supposed to get involved in the game besides get the rebound and put it back up? Who else? Because you three going to be taking all the shots. So for him to be averaging a triple double, good. It's a great stat, but you're not engaging your big man. So that Rockets Minnesota Timberwolves game was weird. That was a weird game. That's going to be a lot more competitive. I can't think of the word. My bad. That's going to be a lot more competitive. Because Carl Anthony Towns, he was nowhere to be found that game. It was just weird. You see that one play with the free throw and Carl Anthony Towns just caught the ball, started walking like nobody knew what was going on. I was like, yo, this is the playoffs. Yo, what is y'all doing? What is y'all doing? But yeah, this is going to be a lot more interesting. I think it's going to be a lot more interesting series. But we'll see. So I'm still coming with the Warriors coming out of the West and the Cavs coming out of the East. It's just funny how like everybody switches up so quickly off game one. Like, oh my God, what is the Cavs? No, it's LeBron James, bro. I'm sorry. Best player walking the planet. and you see how the Warriors turned it on. So I still got them too in the finals. I would like to see Oklahoma versus that Western Conference Finals is gonna be good. Whoever get that between Oklahoma, Houston Rockets, and the Warriors, that's going to be good to see who comes out of the West. But I'm still going to go with the Warriors. And switching gears, man, an incident happened over the... Well, I don't know if it happened over the weekend, but the video went viral over the weekend where two black guys got kicked out of Starbucks. And everybody, you know, went crazy over it. I got an opinion on this. It might not be the most popular, but I'm saying anyway. You know why? Because this is my show. This is my show. I'm gonna say what the fuck I want. Shit. But yeah, man. You know, as a black man, you know, you don't get the same set of rules as everybody else. We know that. So when I heard, you know, this story of the guys getting arrested, I knew it was... I mean, I know it's fucked up that the police got called on them. But we know how this country is, man. We know how this system operates. And until it's fixed, you gotta survive. You gotta learn how to survive. You gotta learn how to move in this society. If it's a trap, okay, if we know it's a trap. We know traps are set up for us, right? But if it's a trap and you know it's a trap, it's no longer a trap. You have no business falling for the same trap over and over and over again. So, is Starbucks a place where a lot of people just hang out and meet? Yes. Yes, we all know that. Actually, what I like to do when I work, I can't work at home because If I work at home, I'm gonna get distracted. I'm gonna turn on the Xbox. I'm gonna be eating food. So what I like to do is I like to pack up my computer. I go to the courtyard, and I like to work there. Now, a lot of people meet in you know, those courtyard places, courtyards, Starbucks, and things like that. A lot of people do that. But I also know that me being who I am, I gotta operate a different way. I know I have to know the rules. I have to know where I stand between in the rules, and I have to operate by that. Now, were those guys racially profiled? Yes, of course they were. Racially profiled in everything that we do. Everything we do, we're racially profiled. Now, I believe they should have handled it differently, though. Like, you gotta be smart. You gotta always be thinking, man. It's an easier way to handle that thing. But my thing was, okay, so they were in Starbucks waiting for someone. They didn't buy anything. All right, well, buy a water. Like, if they pressing you, buy a water. That's what I did. I just bought a water. Problem solved. Is it fair that you have to buy a water? No. It's definitely not fair that you buy the water. But just neutralize the situation. Don't even let it escalate to that. How are we still falling for the same trap? I don't get it. And since they did not buy anything, And since they didn't buy anything, Starbucks has the right to tell them to leave. People are all up in arms over this, but they have the right to do that. This is a place of business first. And you got to know that. I know it sucks. This is the world we live in. But you got to learn how to operate, man. And once they ask you to leave, once the police come, you still haven't bought anything, man. You still have not bought anything. So once the police ask you to leave, you definitely got to leave now. You know there's rules that do not apply to you. You know this, man. Why get locked up over this? The police had to, they gotta, and I'm not defending anybody, but once they ask you to leave, you gotta leave. The police gotta do their job, because the people at Starbucks called them to tell them that, hey, these guys gotta go. They're trespassing. And that's exactly what it is, unfortunately. Right? We gotta go by what the law is. It's trespassing. So once the police tell you gotta go, you just go ahead, bounce. But get home, man. Why are we putting ourselves in these positions? Now, there are some positions where, unfortunately, some people lose their life when they don't have to. But I feel like this is not one of those positions where you gotta get yourself put in police custody and things like that. Just be smart, dude. That's all I'm saying. Just be smart. The police chief said they actually used the bathroom when the employee told him, you know, basically, since you ain't buy nothing, you know, you can't use the bathroom. Just buy water, dude. Just buy water. Oh, my bad. I'm gonna get something really quickly. Buy something and wait for your friend. Game over. I'm not saying the guys weren't racially profiled, man. I just beat the game, man. It's a game. You know, being black in America is a game, and you gotta learn how to beat that game. You can't keep falling for these same traps. So yeah. You know, that might not have been the most popular viewpoint. But come on, man, we can't keep falling for these same traps. Like, when you get pulled over, you know that the police are gonna, as a black man, the police are gonna try to push your buttons, man. Why are you gonna let that happen? You falling for that? Get home, man. You guys gotta get home. Get home, and then you can fight it from there. If you're getting treated wrong, you can fight it there, but especially you black men, we need the black men home. You gotta fight smarter. and a bunch of black guys in jail is not effective. That's not what's going to help. A bunch of black guys with records, and that's not going to help, man. Just be smarter. Sorry if that came out wrong. That's just my opinion on it. And it's my show. Here's the thing too about that. You may not agree with me. Right? Which is cool. It's great that we ain't gotta be enemies. We can talk about it. Let's talk about it. Comment me. Email me. Let's talk about it. Just because we disagree don't mean we gotta be enemies, man. So yeah, that's just my opinion on that. Another thing I had an opinion on, I see this post a lot, is people are saying, you know, why has no one explained? It's just anger about Christianity. People are mad at the Bible because the Bible was used, and actually still is used, to oppress black people, and it talks about slavery, talking about a good slave and things like that. But what you gotta understand, first of all, black people, what you gotta understand, you were not made to be slaves, right? So whatever it says about slavery, it doesn't apply to you. You were stolen. So right there, it doesn't apply to you, right? One. Two, the reason why the Bible was used to keep the system of slavery going was, unfortunately, the slaves were not able to read on their own. This is why I always preach, do your own research, right? Because the slave owners had that Bible, and they're reading it to these slaves that didn't know how to read for themselves. So all the slaves could do was take what this guy is saying as fact. This is why it's important, man. It's important for you to read things and research them for yourself. Now, the slaves, they weren't able to read, but you can. So did you read the Bible? That's my question. Read the Bible first, and then ask your question. And a lot of times, what people like to do, you know this happens all the time. You know this is possible all the time. They pick and choose which part of the Bible they wanna talk about. So read that whole chapter, read that whole book actually in its entirety, and not just that. I think it's in Peter. It's a couple verses that talk about slavery. But anyway, you got to read for yourself, man. Like I said, you got to read in its entirety. You know how you can pick out certain spots and you can make it say whatever you want it to say? Like if you get a text message thread, right? And you delete certain parts of it, you can make this story say exactly what you want it to say. That's why they didn't want slaves to be able to read. They'll be able to read this Bible for themselves. Nat Turner, he was a preacher. He was preaching these things. And the reason why he was able to revolt was he actually, as he was reading, he started digesting and he realized this isn't what it says. This is not what it's saying. So you got to read it for yourself, man. I mean, If slavery is not enough to convince you to do your own research, I don't know what is. But yeah, man, those are my thoughts. Dang, it's 23 minutes already. And these games are about to start, so kind of want to see those. Next week, I'm telling you, we're going to transform this thing. We're going to go from the quote-unquote podcast. We're just going to make it a show because I can't get it on iTunes. We just gonna rock on YouTube. You guys are gonna be able to see my lovely face. Okay? Make sure I get a haircut or something. But we're gonna go from there. Hey, thanks guys, you know, for rocking with me one more week. This is what, the third episode? We're gonna keep going. We're gonna keep going. And man, let me know what you like. Let me know. Hit me up with some of my, like I said, these are my thoughts, dude. And just because we might have different opinions, don't mean we're enemies. It's important to, it's very important to have discussions. I think that's probably one of the biggest problems in this country is we don't have discussions. We think just because you're a Republican, I'm a Democrat, or whatever the issues are, just because we have different opinions, that means we don't have discussions. And just because when you have discussions, you don't have to offend people to have your discussion. If that's what you got to do, it's probably because you're running out of facts to defend your argument, so you gotta go to offending other people. But yeah, man, third episode, we're gonna come back, we're gonna have the video element going. Thanks for rocking with me one more time. This is your boy Jay Easy. You know what, I'm gonna talk to you guys also. I'll do it next week. But yeah, your boy Jay Easy, man. This is You Feel. Hey, make sure y'all do that. Y'all do that shit. Like, y'all gotta do that when y'all out talking to somebody. Just like, you feel me. All right, man, I'm out. I'm about to watch these games. Enjoy these playoffs.
Peace.